From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. President Bush held a formal press conference at the White House today. He said he wanted to talk about the safety of Americans and about their economic security as well. We're going to play a little piece of what he had to say. Most of the questions were about security and the war in Iraq. One question the president answered was about how he justified taking this country to war with Iraq on grounds and evidence that are under growing debate.
In my line of work, it's always best to produce results, and I understand that. For a while, the questions were, could you conceivably achieve a military victory in Iraq? You know, the dust storms had slowed you down. And I was a patient man because I realized that we would be successful in achieving our military objective. Now, of course, the question is, will Iraq ever be free? And will it be peaceful? And I believe it will. I remind some of my friends that it took us a while to go from the Articles of Confederation to the United States Constitution. Even our own experiment with democracy, it didn't happen overnight. I never expected Thomas Jefferson to emerge in Iraq in a 90-day period. And so this is going to take time. And the world will see what I mean when I say a free Iraq will help peace in the Middle East. And a free Iraq will be important for kind of changing the attitudes of the people in the Middle East. A free Iraq will show what is possible in a world that needs freedom, in a part of the world that needs freedom. Let me finish for a minute, John, please. Just getting warmed up. I'm kind of finding my feet. Saddam Hussein was a threat. The United Nations viewed him as a threat. That's why they passed 12 resolutions. Predecessors of mine viewed him as a threat. We gathered a lot of intelligence. That intelligence was good, sound intelligence on which I made a decision. And in order to, placate the critics and the cynics about intentions of the United States, we need to produce evidence, and I fully understand that, and I'm confident that our search will yield that which I strongly believe, that Saddam had a weapons program.
President Bush at his White House press conference today.